With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump tells Israel's prime minister, United States will continue its nuclear talks with Iran. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more on that story.
After meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu for more than 2 hours, the president said it was a very good meeting, but nothing definitive was reached. He wrote online that he insisted that negotiations with Iran continue to see whether or not a deal can be consummated. Netanyahu has long pushed for stronger U.S. action toward the Iranian regime, including a call for an end to all uranium enrichment. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The suspect in that Canadian school shooting has been identified as 18-year-old Van Rootselaar, who first killed her mother and stepbrother at home, then went nearby to the school and opened fire. She killed 7 people there and wounded 25 more, basically just kids and teachers. That before then she took her own life. Prime Minister Mark Carney says he's grateful to all the first responders.
I want to express my profound gratitude to the first responders, the RCMP officers who entered immediately that school, not knowing what awaited them, to the paramedics and medical staff at the Tumbler Ridge Health Center, to the teachers and the school staff who acted with extraordinary courage to protect the children in their care. In the darkest of moments, they showed the best of our country.
Well, the head of Meta's Instagram testifying during a landmark social media trial in Los Angeles, he says he disagrees people can be addicted to social media platforms. Adam Asari says it's important to differentiate between clinical addiction and problem use. This is SRN News. Religious Liberty Commission is being sued. More from Michael Harrington.
The complaint filed in federal court is that the commission set up by President Trump inside the Justice Department is biased toward Christianity. The plaintiffs include Muslim, Hindu, and interfaith groups. The Justice Department has released a statement saying the commission provides, quote, opportunities for Americans from all walks of life to share their testimonies, concerns, and recommendations to better support religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
At the Winter Games in Italy, the Olympic flame, well, that's not the only symbol of triumph on display. The cross of the athletes has arrived at the site, has been set up in a local church. English artist John Cornwall used 15 pieces of wood from continents all around the world to make the cross. It made its grand debut in the London Olympics. That was in 2012. This is SRN News. NBA handing out suspensions following a major Donnybrook. Here's Gethin Coolbaugh.
Detroit Pistons center Isaiah Stewart was suspended 7 games by the NBA on Wednesday, while 3 other players were also penalized for their roles in a fight during a game between the Pistons and Charlotte Hornets on Monday. The league says it was based in part on his, quote, repeated history of unsportsmanlike acts, end quote. Hornets forwards Miles Bridges and Musa Diabate were each suspended 4 games for fighting and escalating the altercation. Pistons center Jalen Duren got 2 games for initiating the altercation and fighting. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
A rescued manatee is recovering now at SeaWorld Orlando after crews pulled it from a Florida storm drain. A city worker in Melbourne Beach spotted the 410-pound male stuck during a storm drain survey early Tuesday. More details, srnnews.com.